I'm Leo Sidran with The Art of the Story. Today's piece comes from Dave Popkin.
For the last 40 years, Lil Ed and the Blues Imperials have been more reliable than a rooster at sunrise. Hey! Same lineup, same label, Alligator Records, same fun brand of Chicago blues. Ed Williams learned slide guitar from a famous uncle, but when he found a pot of gold in an alley, he really got an education.
Said I could do bad all by myself.
I found a box of albums in the alley behind my house. And it had all these blues stars. It had Albert Collins, Jimmy Reed, Muddy Waters. And I started playing them and I just couldn't stop. You know, I just... And that's how, when I heard all these songs, I started singing them. And I think that's what really hooked Bruce Iglau. He would come watch me every once in a while, and he heard this young guy singing all these old tunes, you know. So he walked up and asked me, he goes, how old are you? And I was in my 20s, and he said, how are you singing all these old tunes, you know? But I learned them from Uncle JB, and I learned them from listening to records.
Lil Ed and the whole Alligator family had a great moment recently when the company was honored for their 55th anniversary at the Chicago Blues Festival. Label chief Bruce Iglauer started with Hound Dog Taylor and has since been the rabbi for dozens of top blues artists.
Bruce is king of recording blues. Bruce is a real humble guy, and he takes care of his musicians. He makes sure that they're paid well. And, you know, I used to be kind of scared of Bruce because I haven't seen him raising sand with the sound mans and stuff like that. But I realize now that he was only protecting our behalf, you know. I mean, he's the protector.
Those who know Lil Ed know that he always wears a trademark fez on stage. But why?
I promised Uncle JB that I would keep his name alive. And that's why I wear the fez. People that know Uncle JB, they come up to me and they go, I know that hat you're wearing. You know, it's, I know that hat. And we start talking about Uncle JB, but this is my way of keeping his legacy going. And that's why I wear it.
This spring, Lil Ed and the Blues Imperials released Slideways, which went to number one on the blues charts. They'll be on the road throughout the U.S. and Canada to support it with the same unit they've had for decades. Ed Williams, Pookie Young, Mike Garrett, and Kelly Littleton.
I've been with those guys 38 years. You know, we're family now. And we know what to do when somebody's not feeling well. Or, you know, we had to learn these things through the years. But it paid off. I treat my guys to the best of my ability. We learn to talk to each other and to have fun with each other. We have fun.
To watch my entire conversation with Lil Ed, go to the WBGO YouTube page. I'm Dave Popkin, WBGO News.